My God is on the throne tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, and the book of John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. Praise the Lord. Amen. They're saying 100% chance of rain, and you know, there's 100% chance of rain in the Holy Ghost. There's a chance. Amen. There's a chance. And I've been reading about one of our missionaries in Mexico, Brother Drost, been there for many, many years, and was talking about revival. And he said there's a lot of folks that just want to follow revival, and they think that revival is just something that happens in certain locations. God blesses there, but he doesn't bless anywhere else. Well, he said that the only way to bring revival is to get out and work. Did I miss some of you here tonight? I don't think so. Amen. All of you are involved in working for God, but it takes work. It takes effort. It takes energy. Amen. To do the work of God. And they got involved in working for the Lord, and many churches were established. Amen. And we just need to work for God. We're sowers. We're sowers of the Word of God, and people that can be a blessing to others. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Amen. Twice there, he makes reference to one Spirit. There's not two spirits. There's not two Holy Ghosts. There's only one Holy Ghost. And he's the one that comes where there is folks that are interested in reaching out to him. Amen. John 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise God. I just want to talk about one place. Amen. There's just one place we need to go. And that's to the Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, which is God. Amen. He's our answer tonight. Young person, he's your answer tonight. He's everything. He's all in all. And if we can reach out to him in every situation in life, amen, there'll be a revival. There'll be a revival. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. Thank you for truth. I ask you to anoint your word and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. John chapter 4 and verse 24, the scripture tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. The true worshipers are those that worship God in truth. Somebody said truth.
Truth.
Truth. It makes a difference what you believe. It makes a difference what we preach. Amen. And it does make a difference if we worship in spirit or not. Amen. When we worship in spirit, we put our whole heart into worship.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We put our whole heart into worship. When we worship in spirit, when we have a headache, we worship God anyhow. When we worship in spirit, we are giving God our very best, because God deserves our very best. Praise the Lord. And we've got to worship him in spirit because God is a spirit. Can I say this tonight? God is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the universe. Amen. The only God, the only wise God. Amen. It also speaks of him not just as a spirit, but it talks about him as being invisible. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, it talks about Jesus here, and it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen. And so when we look at Jesus Christ, or when we look at God rather, we understand tonight that he is the invisible God. That means that he is not visible. We cannot see him. And 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17, excuse me. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
That's our great God tonight. He is eternal, immortal. Immortal means that he cannot be a mortal person. Our God is a spirit, and our God is invisible. Amen. So much for the idea that there is a triune Godhead. There is not a triune Godhead. Amen. Jesus is not co-equal. The man Jesus was and is the image of the invisible God. He was and is the invisible God wrapped up in flesh. Some, because of this, feel that God cannot be seen and God cannot be experienced. Amen. Because God is invisible. And if God is invisible, some say, how can we know that he is real? You can always tell if somebody knows the Lord or doesn't know the Lord by how they talk. Amen. And many will say, send some prayers up to the man upstairs. Amen. And I know immediately they don't know the Lord. Amen. But for those that when trouble comes, the first thing out of their mouth is Jesus. Amen. I've got an idea. They've got a closer walk with God. Amen. And many today are asking that question. But there's an answer to the question, and that is, being invisible, God has chosen to reveal himself in the man, Jesus Christ. Somebody said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And they can be found, two of the places here, can be found in the incarnation where he robed himself in flesh and came to redeem us from our sins. Excuse me. And the second time that we want to look at here is to fill believers with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To reveal to us who he is and of his reality and his existence. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19, very familiar scripture to us one God folks. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19, Brother Reed, would you read that for me? Praise God.
That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
All right, let's just look at the first part of that here tonight. To wit, that God was in Christ. Amen. That says it all right there. That's the understanding of one God. Christ, or God, was in Christ. And in another place it says that in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Praise God. And I know this is stuff that you've already learned and heard about many, many times. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And so the Lord did not send a son and say, son, go down and go through the trial and all the things you're going to have to go through, and I'll be waiting up here when everything is over with. No. A thousand times no. If that's the way it was, then we would not be able to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. Our relationship with God would be distant because there would be a Savior and then there would be God, and we would differentiate the two. But the Lord loved us so much that He came down to this world to redeem us from our sins Himself. Amen. 1 John 3:16, that God came and robed Himself in flesh. You can look that scripture up and read it. Amen. That God so loved the world that He came Himself. And that's paraphrasing, but that's exactly what it says. God was in Christ. Amen. The Lord God, the invisible God, was in Christ. And so wherever Jesus went, Almighty God was right there inside of Him. Praise God. Excuse me. And it was not one God inside of another, as I've already said. It was God in Christ. It was not two co-eternal gods. I heard this on the radio the other day, that Jesus came in the flesh. Amen. That Jesus existed before He was in the flesh. The only time that Jesus existed before He was in the flesh was in the Word of God. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And when Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary, He was conceived by the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Word of God was what conceived in Him, and it was the Word of God that came from the Father. Amen. And at that point in time, God, right before that point in time when there was conception, God was not a father. Amen. He was not the Father. He was God Almighty. Amen. In the Old Testament, you don't read of Him as being the Father as much as you do reading about Him as God Almighty. Amen. Jehovah Jireh and all of the compound names of God. And that's because He was distant from people. He was in the tabernacle in the holiest of holies. He could not be reached by the common people or and except for the Levites. Amen. And so when He came to this world to save us from our sins, He had to robe Himself in flesh and come Himself to us. And we see this glorious event and this glorious truth. I'm thankful for the truth tonight. Anybody else thankful for the truth tonight? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 47 talks about Adam, and then it talks about Jesus Christ. And it says the first man, which would be Adam, is of the earth, earthy. And the second man, that would be Jesus Christ, is the Lord from heaven. Now, you can't get it any more clear than that. The second man that came, that child that was born in Bethlehem, was the Lord from heaven. God Almighty came down and robed Himself in humanity and came to this world and went through all of the suffering and all of the pain that the body that He was in went through. Praise God. And He understood because He allowed that which He created to slap Him in the face. Praise God. He allowed that which He created to nail Him to a cross and to shed His blood. And it makes our salvation so wonderful and so great. Amen. And so everything that we need tonight can be found in one place. And the Lord has made it so very, very simple. There's only one Spirit. And I read that tonight. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. There's only one place to go, church. Amen. There's only one place to go tonight. And it's not exciting because pastors jumping up and down and running around the church, but it's exciting because it is truth. Amen. Amen. It is truth. You love the truth tonight. Praise God. I love His truth tonight. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Amen. Who being the brightness of His glory. Now look at this. And the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Praise God. That's talking about Jesus right there. Amen. He is the God of heaven robed in humanity. Amen. And we see that we see this truth here in Matthew 17 and verse 1. Turn there with me tonight. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. And behold, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he spake, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This is the body that I had created in the womb of Mary. This is my Son. This is God's Son. Amen. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Praise God. I love that version of it right there in the book of Matthew, because it says that right at the very end of the reading there, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. There's a reason for that. I've preached it many times. You know what I'm talking about here tonight. Amen. But the reason he said don't tell anyone about what you've seen is because the devil was not allowed to be there. Praise God. There were no spies of hell there to see what was going on. It was just the Lord, Peter, James, and John. Amen. The 3 disciples that were the closest to the Lord. And they saw this. They heard the word of God. And they really didn't understand about rising again from the dead. He told them, he said, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. They didn't understand that, because when he was crucified, they were grieving, and they really didn't believe at first when he rose again from the dead. But he told them not to tell anyone, because the devil did not hear these words and did not understand what was about to happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6 gives us that. And it says, Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Praise God. They would have left this man Jesus alone if they would have known what was about to happen because of the crucifixion. Amen. The devil was on his heyday, it seemed like. Everything was going his way, and they had captured Jesus. Actually, they didn't capture him. He turned himself over. Amen. Allowed them to take him. Amen. And the devil thought, everything is going really good for me. And then when he was buried, the demons of hell were shouting, and they were excited. We've done it. We've done it. Amen. We've conquered this one that has come. But 3 days later, praise God, that tomb opened up and he came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. And if they would have known what was about to happen, amen, they would have left him alone and there would have never been a Calvary. And if there was never a Calvary, there would never be salvation. There would never be a church. Come on, somebody. There would never be a Pentecost. There would never be an opportunity to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. But thank God for Calvary tonight. Amen. Thank God for Calvary tonight. And so when we approach the throne of grace, we can find grace to help in time of need. Amen. And it's all in one place. Somebody said one place. Paul wrote about it, and I read the scripture here tonight, 1 Corinthians 12. For by one Spirit, and I could go into a lengthy thing here on this one Spirit and the location that we must go. It's the will of God that the gifts of the Spirit be in operation in the church. Amen. And the gifts of the Spirit are not dependent on one individual. Praise God. Not dependent upon one preacher. Amen. But they are dependent upon God. Amen. There's only one that gives the gifts of the Spirit. There's only one that can heal. Amen. There's only one that can perform miracles. There's only one, amen, that can do all of the miraculous things, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits, amen, prophecy, healings, and all of the gifts, the nine gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. And I'm thankful tonight that we don't have to go over here and find somebody to get the gift of prophecy. But if God uses someone, we need to pay attention and listen. Amen. Praise God. And as saints of God, and I say that to all of us here tonight, because all of us are called to be saints of God. And when you run into a difficult situation in your life, remember, there's only one place to go. Young person, there's only one place to go. Amen. I'm not going to preach a long time tonight. I just wanted to drop this thought into your mind. Amen. Because when we walk out the door of the church, amen, there are many, many temptations. There are many things in our world today that are against God. And we understand that. We know that tonight. And what we need more than anything is a move of the Holy Ghost. And we cannot conjure up a move of the Holy Ghost with any kind of tricks or gadgets or anything. There's only one thing that I know of that brings a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's people that will pray and people that will worship and praise God and people that will preach the truth of the Word of God without fear or favor. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And what we need to do is get in the Spirit. Amen. Is anybody in the Spirit tonight? Amen. Praise God. And we look in many places, but There's only one place. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. And so we see our world, and we see that he has given us authority, but it is limited authority. He has put things in subjection to his people, but it is not unlimited. Amen. I want you to know that we are limited. Without God, we can do nothing. All of the good things that we have tonight have come from God. Praise the Lord. And so he put all things in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. And we don't see that right now. Amen. We're going to be kings and priests, and we're going to rule with him and reign with him for 1,000 years. But we're not there right now. Amen. A headache is not necessarily in subjection to him at times. Oh, I know. All you folks have to do is say a word of prayer and boop, it's gone. But I'm telling you what, we see situations that rise up in our life and we say, where is God? The scripture says all things are put under him. Amen. What are we looking at? Are we looking at our own power and ability, our own wisdom and strength? No, he said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Praise God. What do you need today? What is your need? I'll tell you, the greatest need that I have today is not healing in my body, but it's being close to God. That's the greatest need that we have tonight. One more scripture, Philippians chapter 4. And verse 6 and 7, amen. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, that was quick. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you here tonight, amen, that God is good to his people. And folks, there's only one place that we need to go. Amen. And this service isn't over with because we still have time to worship God and to give God praise. Amen. I'm looking at the clock and it says it's 6:30 right now. Something's wrong with this clock. That means I get to start all over again. Praise God. But it is not 6:30, it is 7:30 because of daylight savings time. Praise God. I've got another hour to work on things here. Are y'all ready? All right, we'll do that Wednesday night. Praise God. Praise God. Did you come with a worship and a praise in your heart tonight? And it's more than just a worship and a praise, but we come into the house of God with a need in our life, and we say, God, I'm here not just to worship you, but I'm here tonight to touch you. And we need to have, and I want to have, that spirit and that attitude that Paul said, everything that I can do in this life is worth nothing, but if I can just know him, if I can just know him, amen. It doesn't really matter what's going on around me. Oh, it does. We don't see everything in subjection under us. Amen. But there's one thing we do see, and that's Jesus. And when we come to the house of God, we can say, praise the Lord, everything's all right in heaven. Everything's all right with the Lord. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And I got a feeling God's will is always done in heaven. When God says do this, it gets done. Praise God. When God speaks about a situation, it takes place. Amen. And that's the only place that we need to go tonight. I want to pray for the Tuckers. She is not doing well at all and has a very, very large bed sore. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And if some of you could take just a little something, he said, make sure you tell the church we're very thankful for everybody that's visited and for the food and whatever. And your tubs, your little plastic tubs are over in the fellowship hall. Go ahead and take those. He said, would you just tell them not to bring quite so much? I said, well, we have told them not to bring quite so much, but you know how the ladies are. Well, they might get hungry and they might need some more. And so we make a bigger thing. But they are both going through it right now. And we need to lift them up in prayer. And they just are thrilled when somebody comes by just to say hi and spend a little bit of time. Praise the Lord. A couple of hours or whatever. Praise God, because they love to talk. Amen. But if you could do that, I know it would be a blessing to them. And they would really appreciate it. So we want to pray for them. And the Moore family in their grief, Sister Bynum's sick tonight, and I don't know about the others, but we want to pray for God's will to be done in their lives. Amen. Amen. And Levi's sister Maddie having surgery tomorrow. Amen. And so we want to remember this need tonight, and we also want to pray for Jordan Gladfelter, amen. And we're going to include Bailey in that here tonight. We pray for these young people all the time. And they know the truth, and they have felt the power of the worlds to come. Amen. And we just need to pray God will stir up their hearts, amen, to come back to the Lord. Praise God. And every other young person that has left and gone out into the world. So let's pray together. We're going to sing and we're going to worship God. But I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter how high a service is or how, I don't want to say low, we don't have low services because we sit in heavenly places tonight. But if you'll come and just let God have His way, He'll heal you tonight. If you will come and just open up your heart, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. God will baptize you in the Spirit and you can leave 3 feet off the ground tonight. Well, praise God. Because my God is here and He can do anything and He's the only one that we go to in time of need. Let's pray right now. Come on, everybody, let's pray. God, we lean on You. In our weakness, be strong. Oh, God, in our lack of wisdom, give us Your wisdom. Touch us. We're in desperate need. Oh, God, we lean on You more than anything in all of this world. Touch us right now as the saints have gathered together. Let us sit in heavenly places tonight. Let us feel the powers of the world to come tonight. Open our hearts and our minds to Your word and to Your will. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Come on, let's reach out tonight. Let's reach out tonight. Amen. If you don't have a need, pray for somebody that does have a need.